When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
But without further ado, Dr. Holder hopefully is with us.
Oh, I'm here.
Can't say how privileged I am. You've seen a lot of it. You've seen all the ups and downs. That win, to me, is so significant. And again, asterisk by it because, but we also should get credit when you eliminate an opponent's weapon. That, to me, is strategic warfare. And it was legally done, which I like it even more so. But don't think that people aren't targeting our guy as well. It's just the way the game works. But what was your overall take on the game, Dr. Holder?
Well, first of all, happy holidays to you, Doc Walker. I appreciate you. I appreciate the format. I appreciate the K9 community. Anytime you call, I will answer. And I do want to say that because, you know, you got to get the real stuff on. And that is to understand the brotherhood that we have and to understand that this is the reason for the season, to celebrate Christ and to celebrate life and all that other good stuff. So I first want to stop you with that asterisk thing, right? Because to my understanding, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense. Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense, and the Commanders were able to put up a heap load of yardage on that defense. So, yeah. And if I'm correct, the first time that the Commanders and the Eagles played, there was no Jonathan Allen and there was no Marshawn Lattimore. So, that's the game of football. You know, people get hurt. So,
why I say it? I say it because I just want to make the record straight. Pickett's wasn't he a first round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, but yep. I understand, and he didn't blow the game.
Yeah.
He did not blow the game. Our boys were able to take what they wanted when they needed it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Jalen Hurts wasn't in there, but from my understanding,
I gotta be honest to my Philadelphia brethren.
I understand, but when Saquon Barkley only rushes for 27 yards in the second half, that has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts.
You know that. And I know that, but a lot of people don't. I hear it all the time.
About the game. You asked me about assessment of the game, and my assessment of the game is first take away that asterisk. That was a win, and all the close losses with Steelers, the Dallas game, whatever. I mean, this is a team that just never quit, and it's so good that was the win that they actually were able to grind through the resolve of the team to get through. It was an ugly game. It was an ugly game.
Yeah,
it was like 16 penalties, a player ejection. I mean, it's not an ugly game. It's typical NFC East football in
dog
December.
Fight. Yeah, and
it ain't pretty. It's like the K9 community. It's not pretty, but it's not there.
No, it's not. And it's not dead. Perfect. It's not perfect. And let me make an announcement that everybody needs to know. We're not trying to recruit everybody. So don't act like we don't want all of you. You're not worthy of it. So don't fake yourself out. We are only interested in people that understand the basics of tackle football.
Yeah.
You know, we play in the rain. We play in bad weather. We don't need perfect conditions. A lot of you don't get it, and that's okay. You don't have to. But we relish in the fact that Warriors were on that battlefield at Northwest.
I definitely want to acknowledge that I interviewed Zach Ertz in the locker room.
Oh man!
And I just have such a respect for you, Doc, who played the game. You know, LeVar Arrington told me a long time ago. He said the game of football to him is like a series of car crashes every single snap.
Yeah.
Right. And Zach Ertz is sitting there telling us that the concussion in his head wasn't the issue. He couldn't even put on his clothes because his shoulders, he couldn't move his shoulders. And for him to be able to gear up for that game, which I know you did week after week, and all Riggins and Daryl Green and Monty Coleman and all the guys that I just watched back in the day, Brian Mitchell, you know, just all the car crashes that you all have been through, that's for the love of the game. That's for the love of the game. And to hear Zach Ertz talk about, he said you only guaranteed 17 of them, and he wanted to be out there with his guys. I mean, right. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all
right.
about.
Right. Well, you know, B. Mitch is certifiably insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
Nelms.
Yeah.
So these brothers are so crazy.
Yeah, he needs
that
to be
they
certified
can look up in the air.
With a gold jacket.
They
yeah.
can look up in the air. And hear the stampede of people coming at them and not flinch.
Absolutely.
And then B. Mitch with that secret weapon he was wearing on his neck. When he dropped that on people, he was hurting them.
Well, listen,
so they should have B. Mitch should have been penalized more than anybody ever played in the NFL. He got away with murder. But
listen,
that's the kind of dudes that we had here. And I believe the Vulus of the world, we're getting cats like that. They get, that's a vibe. Now, we don't have enough of them. We need more. But in the meantime, it's that Brian Mitchell, Mike Nelms, it's an attitude. Monty Cole, it's dudes that they're not, they don't think normally. You can't play this game and think that way. The Packers have it. I'm going to talk about it later in the show about the Packer mindset. They came out in sleeves. Nobody had sleeves on.
Yeah.
The equipment people have on shorts in Lambeau. You know this. You were a world-class athlete. You understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You expected to win, and your people played in pain. You weren't perfectly in condition when felt your body wasn't perfect. Nobody gets to do that but the spectator. The spectator is the only person that gets to play without a pain. And you can criticize and talk crap and read off all your damn stats, because you're in a controlled environment. You're not under any pressure. Ain't nobody kicking your ass. You don't even know what it feels like to be under that kind of pressure. But these brothers we have out there right now that wear that burgundy and gold, they are built for this. And if when they get more soldiers, they won't get them this year. But believe me, when they get enough of them and get rid of all the trash that was once upon here, we will once again have parades in this city.
And that's the exciting part when you said help is on the way. I mean,
it's on the way.
The 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, were Super Bowl participants last year and now have been eliminated from playoff contention after week 16. The Washington Commanders were 4-12 last year and now going into week 17 are on the cusp of making the playoffs. The common denominator, Doc Walker, one Adam Peters. The presence and the absence of Adam Peters, things that make you go, right? $100 million in cap space, 7 draft picks, and that dude at the helm? Oh, yeah, help is on the way. We're ahead of schedule. Greedy. I mean, if you're going to be there, you might as well go ahead and play it out. But help is on the way. Help is on the way. And this guy, you don't think that Adam Peters is sitting there salivating on what he's going to do with $100 million in cap space and 7 picks? Come on.
Yeah.
That's
and you know this,
Lou,
from covering this sport at the highest level. You don't win this without a few freaks. That young man that wears 5,
So let me, so listen, listen, you told me about it before I came on. You wanted to talk about number five. Can you indulge me for just a second, Doc Walker?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay. I got here in 2002, right? Steve Spurrier's first year, Daryl Green's last year, mm-hmm. Patrick Ramsey had the nerve to hold out, right? Don't interrupt me until I'm finished. Here are the list of the quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks since then. Shane Matthews, Patrick Ramsey, Danny Werfel, Tim Hasselbeck, Mark Brunell, Jason Campbell, Todd Collins, Donovan McNabb, Rex Grossman, John Beck, Robert Griffin III, Kirk Cousins, Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who got first hurt in the first half of the opening game and never played again. Garrett Gilbert, one game played because Heineke tested positive for COVID. Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, and now Jaden Daniels. Unbelievable what this franchise has gone through, and now we are set with somebody who has all the skill sets that is just in the locker room. He understands. He's got all the parts. I mean, when you're talking about the running game now, you got to take into consideration that the running game is Jaden Daniels as well. It's not just Brian Robinson. It's unconventional, but the guy can run. He knows how to get out of bounds. He's learning how to get down. The boys, I mean, he's all there. And all those quarterbacks I listed, the wandering, the nomad, the places that we have been, to now have the oasis of Jaden Daniels, it's such a good feeling. I know you didn't want to hear that list, but it had to be done.
No, I love it.
And
we're here to educate people.
And listen, that's before I got here. I got here was the Gus Berrats and the Jeff Hostetlers and the Trent Greens and the Jeff Jords and the Tony Banks and that whole odyssey. That was even before I got here. And when I got here, I listed all those quarterbacks. They haven't been able to hit it right. Man, they hit it right with this kid.
Well, how were they going to hit it right? They would have just had to have been luck. Now you got people, as you mentioned, you started it off the right way. AP.
Oh, yeah.
Structure. I don't care how talented you are. Without structure, it'll be temporary. We're building this. They're building this for the long haul. And I love you getting contributions from all over the place. And to think that the dude is at his best in crunch time. That's when you know, that's what the great ones do. How do they get game GOAT status in prime time in less than a minute or so on the clock? He already got a few of those right now as a toddler.
Yep.
No, dude, this is frightening. You know what it reminds me of?
It's good.
Mike Vick, but finished. Mm-hmm. He's a refined, he's the next generation, and he's morphed. Because when I saw Mike at college at Tech, he took my breath away. Covering his brother's games. You know it. When you're covering somebody special, they should pay you. You should pay them for the job. Because that's how much fun it is to cover these freaks. And that's how I felt when Mike decided. Now Mike is transferring that gift.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into being a teacher, and I know for you as an instructor, as a professor, that has to enlighten you. What is your take on this with Mike Vick?
Man, that was the best news of the week. I mean, I just, the fact that he's from that area, the Tidewater area, for them to give him a shot, I mean, you got to just, this Deion effect has continued to just resonate, you know, with Georgia, Tennessee State, and now Vic, and there's so many others of the guys that just not only love the game, they really wanted to give back to the next generation of athletes, you know, and to not have one HBCU player drafted this year was a travesty, right?
Oh, man.
And it just gnawed at me. There's so much talent. You know, I do some broadcasting for HBCU Go, did a game with Antoine Bethea, and to sit there and to hear him talk about all the talent that's out there that just been overlooked, man, it just makes no sense. But, I mean, you have to have the passion and you have to have the heart. And he has the passion and the heart, and that Norfolk Spartans program is going to be none the better because he's at the helm. That's just great news. You could see he's emotional, the tears and everything like that. It's great news. It's great news. And to see Allen Iverson at the press conference, because he's from the same area and knows his quote or his soundbite was something to the effect that it takes a lot to get out of there, right? And to get out of there and be successful, and now to come back and to give back to that area, man, it's just nothing but joy. That's the real, real good story out there today. Not just the Commanders and winning, but man, that now these athletes now get to witness and get to learn and get to experience football from the mind of somebody who played on that level and had that amount of fame, because he's not only teaching them about the X's and O's, he's teaching them about all the ups and downs. And you know what I'm talking about. All the ups and downs, right?
Yeah. They used to be mad at Mike for not going over game film. And now Mike will be able to talk to young men and recruit them about how to change their life and now utilize his experience. Hell, one of the things I'm most proud of as a broadcaster was being with Glenn Harris, Ron Harris, and Gus Johnson, and being at Howard University doing Air McNair, and Jay Walker in the game of the week.
Yeah.
And looking at that talent
into the Black College Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. And being introduced to the level of play. And that's why I have respect for Jimmy Johnson. A lot of people in the NFL thought they were too good for it. Jimmy was going down there recruiting and tearing people's behinds off. One of the keys to Cowboys' success was the fact of opening things up and not looking at where a person was from or color of their skin, but their athletic ability. And he gave a lot of those people opportunity, although they paid them less than their counterparts. That's another topic for another day. But you made a very good point on that. Brother Holden, we appreciate you dropping knowledge on us, man. I thought it was festive going into the holidays because we're into facts and we love tackle football. And I'm not down on fantasy. There's some that, look, love Christmas, love the holiday season, and Disneyland and Magic Mountain, King's Dominion. Hey, I'm all into that. But that's not reality. That's not tackle football. And I want us to get back on top in tackle football. And having our place packed with our people and our colors, which are burgundy and gold. And brother,
hey, Doc Walker,
yes,
it was the show before Christmas, and I'm on with Doc. Thanks for letting me be on with the spot.
Do your thing, man.
All right,
appreciate that. Thank you. That's Lou Holder, Dr. Lou Holder, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best.